Yes, that's right. RDU 98.5. You're listening to The Burnt Breakfast. Now, today is the 25th of October, which is a very, very exciting day for one of the, I would say, a student radio network favourite, really, releasing her sophomore EP, In My Chambers. Today is the wonderful Witty Donna, who I have on the line. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
I'm so well today. I'm always really happy when it's a Rock Music Friday, but this one's super special.
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, congratulations are in order. What does it feel like when you release a body of music like this?
Silly.
That was not the word I was expecting.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe it's just because I've had a really chaotic couple of months, and this week in particular has been chaotic, and I don't have any other way to describe it, but I'm like, I'm so glad it's out, and now people can listen to it, and it's out in the world, and now it's none of my business.
Yeah, you have no control now. It's out there. How people react to it, how they listen to it, you can't control that. It just happens now. That is kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, and I guess, like, what is it? It's dark times right now, and I feel an immense amount of joy when I think about this record. So I just think, you know, now hopefully the anger and the rage, people can listen to it, and then they walk away from the record feeling a little bit less angry, a little bit less rageful, and a little bit happy.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you've touched on something really, really cool about this EP is you have leaned super hard into the rock elements of it.
Yes. Almost comedically so.
Was that like a lot of fun?
Yeah, I think the way that I think about it is I was like, how can we do the recording process and making a record and make it as fun as possible? And when I was writing all of the songs, I was so angry and I just didn't want to be in that space anymore. So then it was like, well, how do we take all of this anger and let's lean into the rock and the rage of it all? And in some places, I feel like we've pushed it to 10. It's been a little bit more reserved in other places, but just going through the process of how do you find the joy in what we're doing? Because it is fun. It's just fun.
Yeah, totally. Absolutely. And listening to it, you do get the impression like, oh, this was fun to record. Like, you would have a lot of fun doing this. So anger, eh? We all have a bit of that. What was the inspiration behind this EP?
There are certain parts of it where I feel like it's so pointed or just I don't know, I feel like I was working in an environment for a while that I feel like I was working really hard for something that I thought was a really good cause, and just like nothing that I was doing was enough or like appreciated, and I was working to the point where I just got completely burnt out through what I was doing, without feeling any like love back from what I was doing, and I found it really difficult. And so I did get a little bit dark about it for a while, but then I think now I can look back on that and being like, oh, that was so fair that you were feeling that way, but now I've processed it in the music. I don't have to feel that way anymore.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's perfect, really. you've expressed plenty in this music. You can definitely leave some of that negativity behind, you know. It's lovely to leave that in the past. Have you played much of this live yet?
Yes, we actually got to tour at the beginning of this year, we were playing, when we did our summer tour with Daffodils, we played a bunch of songs live for the first time. So we've had a little bit of road testing, but I think what is about to come is going to be a little bit of a level up from the first time.
Okay. Because, I mean, my next statement was going to be that, like, these are fun to listen to recorded. I mean, playing them live, that must be a whole new thing.
Yeah, well, I think it's... playing them live is so magical because you almost get to, like, play into the rage that I've tried to, I guess, disassociate from.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, this is my set period of time where I've given myself permission to just be angry.
Yeah,
and that's also really fun and super therapeutic.
I can imagine that. It's probably, like, actually really good for your mental health, just to, like, release it all for a little bit.
Yeah, I think it's coming at a good time, too, because, like, you know, it's like the run into Christmas and summer is always so chaotic.
Oh,
I feel like,
my God.
I'm ready to cut loose.
I was actually talking to someone about this yesterday. How do you feel about, like, Christmas stuff already being on the shelves?
I was feeling offended when I started seeing Halloween things, but I used that some a few days. I'm so out of whack. Where are we?
Yeah, this year has gone so quickly, to be fair. Like, oh my God.
Yeah, it's not okay.
No, it's not really. Can time just slow down a little bit, please? Not too much, just a little bit. So speaking of time, you know, time is barreling towards summer, which is, of course, every time's a great time for music, but summer particularly. Are you going to have a busy summer?
I feel like we're lucky because the tour, the EP tour happens in November, so that kicks off in a couple of weeks.
Lovely.
And goes through November. I think we'll be down in Christchurch on the 15th of November at Dark Room.
Yes,
that's the right one. And then we finish the 6th of December, hometown show down here in Wellington, which is nice because I haven't done like a ending the tour with a hometown show.
Yeah, right. We
start the tour.
I can imagine it'll be way nicer to end there, actually, I reckon.
Yeah. So I'm really looking forward to that. And then I'm actually going to Melbourne for a holiday over Christmas and New Year's. I've said, you know what? Every year we do the summer hustle, and I think this year I'm just going to do relax, family time.
Yes.
Maybe go to some music festivals and just, like, watch me. Attend.
Yeah, be an attendee. Oh, yeah. I'm so glad to hear you say that. I often think that. I'm like, oh, do musicians, like, ever want a summer as well?
Yeah, I do. This year I do.
Yeah. Oh, good on you. And play. Hey, you're getting a tour in anyway. Dark Room show here. So excited for that. If people want to grab tickets, where can they do that?
Through Under the Radar for that one, yeah.
Lovely. And I guess my final question for you is, if people want to listen to this EP, which everyone should want to listen to it, of course, where can they do that?
So all of your platforms, Spotify, Apple Music, Bandcamp, you can buy the record either from Bandcamp or Flying Out. those are the places. The physical copy is really, it's really cool. I'm so stoked with how it turned out. It's gorgeous. Or you can buy it on tour. And I've just this morning, I worked with Millicent Gosh on a whole bunch of awesome visuals for it. So if you're listening on Spotify, you get the, like, canvas of some really cool
wheels
and tidbits too. So my favorite listening format.
Oh, that is fantastic. Yeah, I love a bit of watching with my listening, what can I say? That is so cool. And, yeah, to people out there, get the vinyl. Like, come on. That's so cool. Well, Woody, congratulations on this EP. It's so good, and you should be so freaking stoked with it. And it's been absolute delight to talk to you this morning. So I will just say thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Are you going to celebrate it all today?
Maybe with some like zombies.
Yes, fantastic.
Maybe like goblin mode. Bedrock celebration.
Yeah, no, that's fantastic. Hey, have a wonderful, wonderful day.
Yeah, thanks so much.
And that was the delightful, the gorgeous, the immensely talented Witty Donna there, talking about her new EP, In My Chambers, out today.